We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and you know, we're pretty packed in this studio today. We got a lot of people standing around, and let me explain what's going on. We have a group from the Hult International Business School in studio, and we're going to try to do a three-headed monster interview. So we're going to get three people in one interview, and I'm going to let you one at a time introduce yourselves and tell me just a little bit about yourself and what you're doing in business. Why don't we start over here with Abraham. So Abraham, tell us who you are and what you do.
Yeah, thanks, David. Thanks for the opportunity. Happy to be here. I'm 22 years old. I'm from the Dominican Republic. I'm currently a Master in Finance candidate at the Hult International Business School. And, you know, happy to be here.
Great. Next.
Hello. Thank you for letting us be here today in your program. My name is Maria. I am from Ecuador, and I am studying international business, also master's.
Great. And the last?
Well, hello. It's Alina. Thanks for having us again. I am from Russia, and I'm currently studying international marketing, but I also did my BA in business and management in the UK.
So thank you. Where in the UK?
In Reading University. Sure. It's 30 minutes away from London.
I know the school.
Yes? Yeah. Yes.
Well, I went to school in Canada, so I know a lot about British schools. I like British schools. Tough schools.
Yeah, yeah. The UK is really tough on
you learn
education.
To write, right?
Yes, a lot. Yeah. Yeah. We have many projects.
People in America don't understand the value of the British school system, but I know if you come out of the British school system, you know how to work hard and you know how to write. And
yes.
The basics.
Yes, for sure.
Right, which must make...
It was a great experience.
Must make the MBA program a lot easier for you.
Yeah, well, now I'm doing master's.
Yeah.
Not exactly MBA, but it's, yeah,
Do you all
experience.
Have businesses that you're trying to start as well, or no?
Well, I have, because we have family businesses.
Right.
So my dad, he has a canned manufacturing in Russia.
Camp?
Canned.
Oh, canned.
Yeah, it's he manufactures fruits and vegetables, and he has his own plant, and he distributes it across the nation in Russia, but he has many contacts around the world as well, like from China. He got many materials from there and machinery from Europe as well, so it's all high quality, and it's been in Russia for 20 years now.
Packaged goods, I assume, correct?
It's canned.
Can't, well, that's what I mean by it's, package.
Yeah,
canned.
Yeah,
it's not frozen,
yeah.
It's
not.
Goods,
yes,
right.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's growing now.
Right.
So that's why also part I wanna work in business, and I'm now in Hult, because I want to improve my skills, and maybe when I'm back home I can.
You have ambitions
apply
to
them.
Run the family business.
Perhaps, or maybe have my own. Maybe here if I can stay here, because now my goal is actually stay in America for a while, get the practice that I want, and then maybe someday I can go back and work in my father's business.
Interesting. Maria, what about you too? Your family business?
Yes, we have a family business. We are an agricultural business. We produce milk and cheese for our local demand. We are a very community-based company. And yes, we started in the 70s when my grandfather acquired the land. However, he also, because he was like a serial entrepreneur, so he went into other businesses. So this land was kind of abandoned. And then my father inherited, and now we start producing it again. And we are trying to be sustainable and also to develop our community. So I have the agricultural skills. I am an agricultural engineer. So I wanted to complement that with business knowledge so I can expand our business and also diversify it. We are thinking about many things. We're thinking about tourism. We're thinking also about producing more finished goods like yogurt, or having more like a brand. And also we are thinking about education, because we are really community based and we are very passionate about not only producing quality food but also impacting our community in a positive way. So
You, one thing you didn't mention was which country you were from.
Oh yes, I didn't mention, sorry. So we are from Ecuador. We are a little town near the beach. It's called Canoa. I think if you have ever gone there for surfing, if there's a surfing audience out there, you probably know Canoa. And yeah, we are from there, South America.
Great. What about you, Abraham? Well, probably missed the mic. It's been a few minutes.
I'm from the Dominican Republic. I told you, most beautiful beaches, so sorry, Maria, about that. Family business has been around 20 years now. It's telecoms, so we've scaled up the business from being just a cable TV provider to really an ISP, internet service provider. My decision to come into Hull was made into a tipping point time of the family, because they just got acquired by a larger company. You know, this industry of telecoms works, leverage a lot on economies of scale. And I think I'm scaling up my skill set to help the family business diversify, which it has already. My dad is into real estate and all that stuff. Telecoms is a rapid changing market.
Did you pick Hull, or did your parents pick Hull? Did they want you to go, or did you want to go?
Well, I really wanted to, scale up my skill set, as I told you before. And I think I'm all about adding value into the business. So value, you must not destroy value. You either grow it or at least trying to, sustain it. So coming to Hull has been, a really changing, life-changing experience for me. First, because Hull is really global. The most valuable asset of the school is that you get to share the lectures with people from all around the world. And it's not just what you learn from professors or, doing this or that case, but the point of view of others that are so different because of, in terms of culture, personality. And the second thing is that it's an education that is relevant. So it makes the best mix between, theory and practice. So you usually have a lot of people in campus that there are actually entrepreneurs and are sharing their success stories about, businesses. And, it's been really fun. But I decided to come to Hull. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a good decision.
That's good. I actually agree with Abraham. That was also
about the beaches.
Well, I've never been in Latin America, but someday, definitely, right. I'll be there. But I agree with Abraham on the point that it's a global school, and I'm really fortunate because I get to know so many people from various countries, and I can get from their experience like more knowledge, but various countries and cultures, because like in marketing, I think there you can get more ideas from different cultures, because now businesses, they want to be global, right. They want to go abroad,
right?
So that's where I can build the network, and the school is like the perfect place for that.
How did you find out about the school?
Well, personally, I actually from referrals. So my brother finished Hull in London, and he found out about it from his friend. So it's like a word of mouth.
Interesting. And you, how did you find out about it?
Well, I was doing my TOEFL exam because I know I wanted to go into business. I just didn't know where and how. So I went and do my TOEFL exam, and then they started reaching out to me because I happen to have like a high grade, and they were kind of chasing me. So I received many emails from many universities, and I decided Hull because it was really international. I did my undergrad in an international university, so I was really used to meeting people from all over the world. I already have met people from Africa, also met people from all over Latin America, and also from United States. So I wanted to keep that internationality, and that's why I get in touch with Hull. They explain me how the process was, and I like that it was fast, that it was just a one-year program, because I think I have to be in charge of the business in my home country, so I didn't want to spend too much time in studying, because I wanted to be like putting hands on the job. I mean, if everyone has been into farming, you know that you have to be there every day, and you have to do more instead of, you know, losing time. So,
One more. Abraham's coming.
Yeah. just adding to that note, Holt is, they are marketing geniuses. So it's really easy for you to find them. And Christina is here from the marketing team. You may want to interview her next because she's a true marketing genius. You know, I also heard from Holt, about Holt from a friend, which happened to go to the San Francisco campus. And yeah.
How many people are on the Boston campus?
Think about in the thousands, I believe, right? About 1,000, yeah. In the three masters, which are Master in International Marketing, mm-hmm. Master in International Finance, and International Business, and you have the MBA as well.
So if somebody wanted to find your three family businesses, before we get off, can you tell us how people can find them?
Yeah, sure. You can find us as TDN in all the social media, and www.tdn.do.
TDN.do.
Yeah, it stands for Telecable del Nordeste, which in English will be...
Give me 10 minutes, I couldn't say it like you. And you?
So we are in that marketing aspect, we are just starting. So, but we have an Instagram page. So we don't have website, but we have Instagram. It's in Spanish, the name. The name is Hacienda Rio Mariano. That's the name.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Sorry, you might have the beaches, but she's got the name down pat. Okay.
And we have a website which is called laconia.ru. So it's LAKONIYA. And there is two languages, so it's Russian and English. So you can definitely go and check it out.
That's good. Now, if you were to come back again, could you bring me some canned goods and you could show them to us so we can
post
them?
Yeah.
You can't bring us, you're not going to bring me any dairy goods, I don't think so.
That's not possible.
Do you make
Sorry.
Cheese? Yeah, it would go bad. Okay, so, I know what you're doing as well. I want to thank you for taking the time to come on. I hope I didn't make it too tough for you guys.
Oh, no, not at all.
Once we got you organized, you know, I had to take control of the
studio. Thank you for having us again.
Overrun by Holt. This is the Holt radio station now. And we hope we have more students coming from the school. We'd love to feature you and do more international stories. We're actually listened to. We've been connected to over 32 countries.
Oh, wow.
So we hope you tell your friends about us and they connect with the radio show.
Yep.
We've had over 800,000 people over time listen to the show one way or another. So thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity.
My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs.